Listen, I know we're not the best looking radio show. I mean, we're not the ugliest, but we're definitely not the best looking. Alex and Liv definitely help out with the numbers. We're on YouTube now. All you gotta do is go to our Instagram story and swipe up. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, and you can see that. Or just search for the Joe and Alex Show on YouTube. So we're gonna start putting a bunch of cool new content on there. It's another way, besides our podcast and our blogs and joeandalexshow.com, that you can check out the show.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it's another way for us to be a slave to you. Documenting our whole life.
If you subscribe, Alex will DM you a nudie pic.
Yeah. Wouldn't they be so lucky? Yeah. Actually, I will. I'll send you a pic of my butt. You think I'm kidding? I will really do it. I'll do it. I'll send you a pic of the top of my crack.
Like, hey, what is that raisin right there? What is that? Actually, Here's the thing.
Pork chops. Let's say
we'll give you options. If you would like Alex's butt, we will send you that. If you want producer Pork Chops' butt, which we see his ass half the time, well, we'll do that. But you got to go check it out. Subscribe. It's Joe and Alex Show. To search for it on YouTube. All right, Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
You brought up an interesting conversation, and we were texting back and forth yesterday, and I would like to talk about it here on the Joe and Alex Show, and can you explain to everybody what we were talking about?
Yeah, so my friend was talking to some coworkers of hers and that work in a different department, and there was one coworker who they all of a sudden, like kind of like last minute at like 3 o'clock, because they do a lot of business outside of the actual office. Mm-hmm. So their schedules are very flexible. And so they scheduled a meeting for 3 o'clock. And one of the girls said, I can't make it. I'm sorry. I've already scheduled a workout for that time. I'm not going to be able to make it. And then another woman said, yeah, I cannot make that meeting because I have to pick my kids up from school. So I can't make it. So their bosses told the girl with the planned workout, they said, no, you still have to go to the meeting. Like, this is mandatory. You have to go. You have to skip your workout. And then they told the girl with the kids who had to pick her kids up from school. They said, okay, yeah, that's fine. Go pick up your kids from school. So the girl with the kids got to skip the meeting. But the girl who had planned a workout and scheduled a workout couldn't. They had to go to the meeting. And so she was like, this is not fair. Like, I had something planned the same as my coworker who has kids, but just because I don't have kids, they're making me go. Like, there's always a more like lax deals with people who have kids. And she says, I never miss any meetings. I never miss anything because I don't have kids. But the people in my office that do have kids are constantly missing meetings, missing events, and not getting in trouble for it.
833-JOE-ALEX. I'm so glad you brought this up, Liv, because I think this is a great question to ask. 833-563-2539. Are people with kids, I guess you could say, shown special treatment, especially in the workplace? And go ahead, poor child, because I got a funny story. You guys are going to probably be pissed at me when I tell you what's going on today with me.
I was going to say, I didn't want to throw it off track, but I feel like this is very similar to, like, people that smoke when they get a 30-minute smoke break or 15 minutes.
30?
Okay, maybe like a 10-minute smoke break.
I'll be back in an hour. I got to get my Winston.
Let's say you were a smoker. You could go outside and smoke. Right. But if I wanted to take a break, it'd be like, oh, no, you can't. But I don't know. You see a similarity?
Yeah, I see a little bit of a similarity. But I think it's like a little bit different just because this is like a meeting that like was surprised on you. It's an extra thing. Whereas like if you want to take 10 minutes to like not be doing work, you could easily do that without anyone knowing. Like if you work at a desk.
Is it comparable though? I mean, obviously it's two people that have needs to be done, but doesn't one take priority? That's the question. 833-JOE-ALEX. Because I mean, if you got to go pick up your kids, I mean, workout's important, but can't you do that a little bit later after work at a different time?
So I think it was like a scheduled with the trainer. Like there's a trainer and you have to like schedule beforehand. And so she had that scheduled. And so she's saying like, what if I never have kids? What if I can't have kids? I just am like, any obligations I have are just not looked at because I don't have kids.
Are you guys going to be butthurt today? We have an all-staff meeting at 12 o'clock today. I don't know how I'm getting out of it, but I legit, not just saying this for the fun of radio, I will not be there.
Why?
Because I have to take my dog to the vet at 12:30.
I feel like...
So that's my kid.
I'm jealous.
I feel like two things can be true at once. I think one, yes, people with kids are treated differently in the workplace. I also feel like it was fair in that situation for the mom to get off to get her kids and then the girl that just had a workout plan to have to come in.
And okay. I totally agree with Alex, Liv. Just one second, Liv. I agree with what you're saying, but I do wonder, though, it's like, one time, okay, but does that mean that every single time?
Not every time?
Well, I know, but I guess when do you draw the line? Like, okay, the mom doesn't have priority every time.
There's a difference to me between the moms or dads at work that constantly say that they can't go to something that is pre-planned. Oh, because I have kids.
Right.
Well, that's a Saturday. I have kids, so I can't make it. I need to spend time with my kids. When you say no to every little event or every little extra thing because of your kids, then I think, okay, you need to take one for the team. And you know, people want to have their own social lives as well that don't have kids. So that's not really a fair excuse. But a surprise that is dumped on you, then I feel like it kind of is fair.
Right.
Only because, like, what are you going to do with another human being? Like, they can't fend for themselves.
Right. So do you think it was fair that they made the other girl with the scheduled workout to skip it?
Yes. But only for this type of situation.
But the kind of same thing has happened with us before, where all of a sudden we're surprised the day of that we have an all-staff meeting or we have something going on and you have an appointment with your eyebrows. Or it's happened with me where I'm like, I have a therapy appointment. I have like a doctor's appointment. And we skip the meeting because of our appointment.
Yeah, it just depends
on... It's the same kind of thing, though.
It depends on the seriousness of the meeting. There have been times where we have had to cancel our personal stuff, and then there are times when we're like, yeah, we're not coming to that. Like, sorry, we already had stuff scheduled.
Right.
833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. Let's go to Chris. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, buddy?
Hi, yeah, I think it's totally unfair that people without kids are being penalized, you know, versus parents. But at the same time, you know, the bosses are kind of relying on the person who doesn't have kids to get the job done. You know, kids are going to interfere with the job itself, you know, in general. So,
yeah, but is it fair for them to like solely rely on this one person just because she doesn't have kids?
Absolutely not. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying, you know, trying
That's
to put myself
happening.
In those shoes.
Chris, right. In the pecking order of like, you have people with kids and then people who don't have kids, where do people like myself that don't have kids, but I've got two dogs, like, am I above the people without kids?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wouldn't say above. I mean, I'd like to think that y'all are about equal. But, I mean, the pecking order, I mean, I guess it comes down to what you assert.
I'm gonna try to assert that. I don't know if it'll work, but hey, thank you for calling in.
I definitely did work with someone who had kids, and every single time we had something, she would say, like, well, I can't. Like, that's when I spend time with my kids. And
now,
like,
that's not
all
cool.
Of us had things that we wanted
right,
to do.
Right.
And just because she had kids, she would say that. And I didn't think that was fair.
And also, like, you see your kids every day. It's not like they're going anywhere.
Well, but her argument is like, you know, I only see them when I get off work for like an hour and then they
have
to go to bed.
That's like everyone. That's not a single. Yeah. See, that's what I'm like. It's not fair. Like, everyone like that is like that in the country who has kids. You know, if people are working parents, my sister gets to see her kid like once an hour. But if there's like a work event on a Saturday, she still goes because that's her job.
All right, thank you, Liv. Let's go to Grant. Hey, Grant, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So it's just interesting to figure out this order of priority.
I had this great job, and I love my job, and I was working from about 5 a.m. until like 3 o'clock and 4, uh-huh. And I loved my hours. They were awesome. And then a friend of mine, I got him hired, and his wife got pregnant and wasn't very far along pregnant, and they went ahead and they changed my hours from about like 11 o'clock in the afternoon until I think 8 o'clock at night or something. I mean, it was terrible. It was like I had the best hours, and I worked there for years, and then just because my friend was about to have a kid, they changed my hours.
See, you should have got pregnant yourself.
I know.
Just
I agree.
You. You should have carried a baby. That would have been your solution. No, you bring up a good point. Hey, thank you, Grant, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Is this Jensen?
Jensen, yep.
Hey, you're on the show. What's up? What do you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, having a kid is not a matter of having an appointment that you can cancel. You know, when you have a child, you have normally babysitters and other people who are also in the mix. So, if you can't stay late for a meeting, it might have to do with your babysitter not being able to watch your kid later. You have to pay extra money. I've had babysitters that charge me, you know, like $2 per 5 minutes that I'm late picking them up before.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang, I'm going to be a babysitter.
Yeah, it's not the same as, like, getting your eyebrows done or having a training appointment at all. It can't even be comparable at all, I don't think.
I see where you're at, but let me give you devil's advocate, though. But, like, that, why do you get some special treatment because you had a kid? Like, that's your choice. You know what I mean? Like, what if I'm not able to have a kid?
If you look at it like it's special treatment.
It kind of is. Like, you don't have to do stuff another person does.
James tweeted in. He said, not my fault that a broad got knocked up.
Oh my God.
And that's fine. And a lot of people are going to have that opinion because I chose to have kids and I have three kids and that's what I have to do. But, you know, what comes along with that is I have to make sacrifices in every other part of my life. Mm-hmm. And if that includes getting in trouble at work, because I've missed meetings, I've gotten reprimanded at work plenty of times before because I've missed work because of my three kids, you know, being sick. I'm a single mom. So when they get sick, I have to stay home. It's just the way it is. So it's just a different set.
I say bring in the sick kids to work. That's what I would do. My little kid's got the flu. Bring him in and let him be on the Joe and Alex
show. Quarantine him.
No, thank you so much for calling in. You know, I had a girl one time say she was pregnant when she wasn't. She just wanted to stay with me. That scared the crap out of me when I was 19 and young
psychopath.
And dumb. But now,
psychopath.
But now I kind of wish she was because I could get out of today's meeting. I'm like, oh, I got to see my son.